Welcome to Goals Question Time, where I interview leading executives driving innovation, venturing, and strategic change.
So, welcome to Goals Question Time, and I'm at Unilever House in Blackfriars with Grace Tahar, who is the Transform Program Lead at Global Sustainability within Unilever. Hi, Grace.
Hello, Andrew. Very nice to speak with you today.
Well, great to be here with you and that in Unilever. Declaring my interest at the start, I used to be a Unilever graduate trainee and spent 11 years in Unilever. So I've got my Unilever shares and I've got my Unilever pension. So just declaring my interest up front and why my Unilever. So it's great to be here with you.
Fantastic.
So give us a brief introduction to yourself first then, please, about your sort of career and background before we get into what Transform is.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've always been interested in corporate responsibility since I was 15 and loved geography and wanted to do something about climate change. So following university, I started at an environmental consultancy called Trucost, who do natural capital valuations for corporates and investors to help map risk. So after doing some account management there, I decided I wanted to get my hands a bit dirty and do a bit more of the on-the-ground work. So I joined Burberry's corporate responsibility team. So that was fascinating introduction to how businesses operate, how complicated supply chains are, and how difficult traceability is as well in actually driving impact where it's most important, which is often right at the start of the value chain at the farm. So I worked a lot on leather there and transport and circular economy as well.
Great. All right. So, well, as you know, I'm involved in the fashion business and that myself in terms of that sort of sustainability and knowing sourcing. And that's great. So good you got insights there as well.
Yeah. So love that kind of space. But through that work, we partnered with some social enterprises, particularly in the circular economy space. And I realised I was really interested in more developing and emerging markets, and the opportunity at Unilever came up working on the Transform programme, which ticked every box I could imagine. So I was delighted to just transition over and work on this public-private partnership supporting social enterprises.
Great. So when did you join Transform in Unilever?
So I joined 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
So I've been here through the evolution of the programme. Mm-hmm. So it started in 2016. So I joined just a year after it got its kind of feet off the ground and was set up. So it helped to really operationalise the programme, and in the last couple of years helped to expand it as well. So we've been on quite a journey.
So give us a description then of what Transform is, what its objectives are, and what its themes are and how it works.
Yeah, so I'll just start with where Transform came from. Mm-hmm. So it was initially came from a conversation between the then CEO of Unilever, Paul Polman, mm-hmm. and the then International Development Secretary, Justine Greening, with an acknowledgement that business has a really critical role to play in tackling development challenges, mm-hmm. intractable development challenges, and that we needed innovation in this space. So they decided to work together, and Transform was founded off of that joint ambition. So it's a programme that gives grant funding and business support to innovative social enterprises in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. So we're really looking to support these innovative social enterprises on their journey towards scale, recognising that funding and support isn't always available to the enterprises that need it the most. Mm-hmm. So we're really trying to democratise access to the resources that these really impactful organisations can have and help them to get to scale through our networks and capabilities and funding as well.
And what types of themes are you running with?
Yeah, so we focus on 5 main themes. So we've got social enterprises looking at clean water, sanitation and hygiene, and health and wellbeing space as well, particularly there looking at digital businesses and e-commerce and giving underserved communities access to those impactful products. Mm-hmm. Rural livelihoods, so looking at new business models that can help stimulate local economies and rural entrepreneurship. And also energy and the environment, mm-hmm. which more recently has shifted to focus on plastics recycling and circular economy.
Great. So could you explain the process then of deciding and supporting some of those ones and give some examples, because that will really bring it to life, because I've seen some fantastic projects that you've been sort of supporting, so it'd be great to hear some of those.
Yeah, absolutely. So for each of those pillars, we look at where can Transform play a unique kind of place in transforming that sector. Mm-hmm. So what can Unilever bring to really support social enterprises within that space? And from there, we source either through running an open call for applications, where we do a campaign and invite social entrepreneurs to apply for funding for a specific project mm-hmm. in partnership with Unilever and our partners. But we also do source projects through our networks. So obviously Unilever has global reach, as does DFID, and our other partners as well. So we reach out to social entrepreneurs and actually co-create projects where we see an opportunity to help stimulate their business and take them to the next stage of their growth.
So how much money do you give them, or how much sort of support do you give them? What's the hard sort of numbers and sort of scale of these operations then?
Yeah, so we offer grant funding up to £300,000, which is disbursed on the achievement of key milestones mm-hmm. over the course of the project. But critically for Transform, our real unique selling point is the business support that we offer. So that could be from local Unilever brands in market, in marketing or distribution, or in a number of other capabilities like behaviour change and consumer insight. So mm-hmm. we're really bringing Unilever's world-class reach and expertise and bringing it to these social enterprises. And we've also brought on board new partners as well, who are bringing complementary skills and support to social enterprises. Mm-hmm. For example, Microsoft. And we're also making announcements soon about a couple of new partners that we're bringing on board.
Right, and specific examples of projects you've done?
Yeah, so I think we've got a number of fantastic social entrepreneurs that we work with. One in Kenya has really, started from Rwanda and has expanded to Kenya, is really exciting, and that's our partnership with Kasha, which is a women's kind of platform that helps women to access personal care products and also contraceptives and menstrual hygiene products. Mm-hmm. So it's a mobile platform that can be used in really rural areas with a very simple basic smartphone that can then give women access to the products that they need through mm-hmm. simple ordering service. And the real innovation is the way that it's delivered to these women. So there's a network of agents that will actually deliver the products, and the big focus of the Transform project has been on the base of the pyramid consumers and lower income segment, and a remarkable percentage of the orders are coming from that segment, so it's been a huge success.
Mm.
And Cash has actually now expanded from our initial project in Rwanda, where we brought e-commerce support from Unilever, as well as our brands as well, to really add weight to the branding of Kasha.
Yeah.
We've now expanded to Kenya, and so we're running a project there with Kasha. Different market and slightly different focus of the project, but Kasha's now raising for Series A investment.
Wow,
and yeah, we're really hopeful for a promising future for the business.
Great. So I've admired what Unilever has done for years. My background, I've known it for years, and I've worked with corporates and Unilever in their corporate venturing. I've worked in their business as usual sort of type areas of the business, and I've worked with corporates around corporate social responsibility. But what I found with Transform, it sort of sits between those different areas. And what I find with lots of other corporates, it sort of trying to do the sort of thing you're doing sort of falls between those stools, because it isn't business as usual, because we can't just sell more soap because you're doing an app, and it's not just about giving money away for free. How do you think other organisations can do what you've sort of done? This is the tough question, and that for you, but
yeah,
in terms of the journey.
It is a tough question. I think for Unilever, it's because we're such a purpose-led organisation, it's much easier to get these sorts of social innovation projects really supported by senior people within the business.
Mm-hmm.
And as many people know, Unilever's purpose is to make sustainable living commonplace.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, we know we need to change the way that business is done. And a lot of how we're going to do that is through partnership with others.
Yeah.
So that philosophy and that mindset is really embedded across the business of Unilever. So
yeah.
I think having that kind of ownership up top, but then also embedded with individuals across the business has really
yeah.
helped. But I think as well, being kind of purposeful is
yeah.
critical to Unilever doing good business as well. So it's not philanthropy, it's not corporate responsibility,
yes.
it is central to where we see the growth of Unilever in the future. So delivering the sustainable development goals and delivering our sustainability ambitions is the only way that we can
yeah.
be successful and grow. But we live in a world where uncertainties impact consumers, there's lots of shocks driven by poverty, climate change, resource shortages that are often felt by those who have the least. And we know that by tackling some of those intractable, challenging problems, there's opportunities for growth as well as huge social impact.
Yeah, and I do believe that Paul Polman and Unilever really did drive this, people and planet, and then then profit and purpose would come from it. So I really do believe you've made that transition, whereas I do see that lots of corporates are still on that phase of, oh yeah, we want to be purposeful, but it's still, oh well, we give a bit of money away here or there. They really haven't embedded it like Unilever has done. I think Transform's a great example of that.
Yeah.
Core to these things are the people and the partners are so successful to as key to the success of these programs. Can you give a bit more insight to that, because I think that's so central?
Yeah, and it's been a really important part of this program. It was the first time that Unilever and Difford had worked in this way, and
mm-hmm.
quite an innovative partnership in itself, and the people have been central in that, and most of the team I've still been here from the beginning, so yeah, I've had quite a long-standing continuation.
Yeah, that knowledge that's embedded within the people and the organisation is so important. Yeah,
yeah, and lots of passion and personal commitment to what we're doing, which helps drive and really motivate us to achieve everything that we can. I think the culture of Transform is quite unique as well. From both organisations, we're committed to experimentation and kind of being honest and open about challenges, so that's very refreshing to have that open dialogue between all of the partners. And we seek to share with the world our successes as well as our failures, because as Transform uptake and people kind of building on what we've learned is a huge measure of success.
So
that culture really comes from our day-to-day interactions as well as the kind of ways that we make decisions on a more regular basis. But it's very open and collaborative, whilst each organisation provides a level of challenge as well and brings different perspectives. So I think, having multiple partners around the room with the shared ambition, but bringing slightly different perspectives and also being different people as well, makes for a much stronger programme.
Which other corporates, you said Difford you work with, but which other sort of corporates are you now bringing into this orbit of being able to do this, or other organisations?
Yeah, so it was always a big ambition for Transform to bring in additional capabilities from others. So we've managed to bring in some really exciting partners. We also have MasterCard who joined the programme, and they are helping our projects with financial inclusion and providing technology and support in mobile money and technical assistance for credit, etc. Microsoft as well has been a really strategic partner for one project in particular, working to provide Wi-Fi to really rural communities in Kenya through TV white space. Again, they've leveraged a lot of their technology and knowledge to help scale this business model.
Yeah, and I see with the corporates that I work with, from the energy space, from the transport space, from food space, from the health space. So I can see that there's a lot of common overlap here, that corporates can bring different skills and capabilities and different channels to markets and stuff like that, where it can all help. So you're not competing in those cases, and that's really important to build more partnerships.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how do you measure the outcomes and the performance of the success of these programs?
Yeah, so we have a framework called Logframe, which is where we track how we're doing against targets. So it's generally split into a few key elements. So there's impact targets, which are much longer term, what we'd like to achieve aspirationally. There's the outcome targets, which are what do we need to achieve to get to those impact targets, but in the longer term, towards the end of the programme. And then we have output targets, which we monitor on an annual basis. And those are much more within our control of exactly what do we want to deliver in order to achieve the outcomes and in order to achieve the impact. So it follows our theory of change as the programme. And we also have an expert partner that we work with, Altai Consulting, who support us with monitoring and evaluation, working directly with the projects to define KPIs and to support them in capturing data and monitoring progress towards their specific targets. But they also provide some support to us as a programme of how do we measure success and how do we design the programme to be most impactful in the long term.
And does Unilever, the parent organisation, does that monitor and say, well, you need to achieve certain amounts of sales in that as well? Because some organisations would say, well, okay, well, we need to sell more soap powder, or we need to sell more, what other products that you sell? Is that a driver for Unilever directly?
Not directly. So as Transform, we have a philosophy that everything has to be additional to what Unilever would do under business as usual. So, you know, although we do link to our value chain where we can support the social enterprises, and hopefully through that we build out the ecosystems that can facilitate future growth, it's not something that we explicitly consider when we're selecting projects. Very much focused on social impact, innovation, and making sure that we can share our learnings for wider public good.
Great, great. So that's fantastic overview of Transform and this within Unilever. Thanks for that. So what do you do when you're to relax, when you're not working on this programme?
So I love to sing, so I have joined a choir. So I do that every week, which it's good for the soul.
So what type of singing?
It's actually gospel
hymns and
choir.
Tunes, so gospel choir. All
gospel
right,
choir.
Okay.
So very soulful and uplifting.
Yeah.
And I'm also a big advocate of getting out in nature, the great outdoors. So. Yeah. Go cycling and walking, and I also do some yoga.
Yeah, well, those will be inspiring for sparking new ideas and getting things on that, getting your mental juices going as well as your physical ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. So, Grace, really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for sharing your perspectives on that today.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Please do subscribe for future podcasts. And if you like this broadcast, please give it a 5-star rating on iTunes or the platform that you listened on. Thank you.